Nels Andrews.
Thanks, Tracy. My name is Nels, and I'm from Santa Cruz, California. And happy to be warming up this Far West evening here. I haven't been too many times to the Far West, but I've been to a bunch of the national ones, and I've met some of my best friends in the whole world. I've been relationships I've met sitting around in a circle at the end of all this kind of thing, and sitting around, the guitar comes around, and some of my best friends in the world I've met. And my buddy Danny Schmidt is always, every time we get together at one of these things, he's always asking for this first song, which is called Between the Dollar and the Dream. And I wonder if it's because Danny has, he's figured out that maybe hotel rooms are more natural for PowerPoints on synergy than folk music. Or if he's calculated the distance between the dollar and the dream. Anyway, this song is called Between the Dollar and the Dream.
Shadow boxes of my friends. And it's a hotel by the highway. It's no cottage by the sea. And the space in between the dollar and the dream gonna be the enemy. And I smelled bay rum on the wrist of the west wind, his blistered sandals filled with sand. I clutched the mighty Caribbean ocean. It spilled out of seashells in the palm of my hand. But the tall ships all are sleeping, and how they tether to the shore. Oh, it's always the same, like moth to flame. She'll leave you wanting more. And it's a hotel by the highway. It's no cottage by the sea. And the space in between the dollar and the dream gonna be the enemy. Oh, the space in between the dollar and the dream gonna be the enemy. Thank you. All right. Do we all know who Jack Hardy is here? Cool. When I was living in New York, I started going to Jack's meetings. Well, I first met Jack, of course, at Kerrville at Camp Coho, where I used to, that's where I would camp down there. And then I started going to his meetings. I was having trouble. I was home, and I had, you know, a seventh new kid, and I was having trouble writing songs and stuff, and so I went to Jack, and Jack, of course, had made it through all these different kids and lives writing a song a week. And I started going to his songwriting meeting, and it gave me kind of a big bunch of discipline and inspiration. And when he passed on this last year, I was at one of the, I guess it was the last meeting in his little apartment there, and I stumbled home. I guess it was kind of awake as we kind of let ourselves go, and we stumbled over back into Brooklyn, and I kicked open this book of poems as I was over, because people put their books out, you know, on the stoop. And I kicked open this book of poems, and it was a book of poems by Yeats. And this one, I thought, really reminded me of Jack. So this one's for Jack Hardy. It's called Three Hermits. And I just heard from, I saw Mark Dan, who's out here somewhere, and he just told me that Mark's been spending the last year putting together this, a bunch of us recorded song, a tribute record for Jack Hardy, a bunch of the fast folk people, Suzanne Vega and Nancy Griffith and a bunch of people who put in, and apparently Smithsonian's gonna put it out. It's gonna be out this year, which is pretty exciting. It's for Jack. Well, three old hermits took the air by a cold and desolate sea. Oh, the first was mother and a prayer, and the second one rummaged for a flea. And on a windy stone, the third, giddy with his 100th year, how he sang unnoticed like a bird. La la la, la 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 la. La la la. And so the door of death is near. What waits behind the door? Just three times in a single day, I slept upright on the shore. And said the first, but now the second, we're given but what we've earned, so it's plain to be discerned. La la la, la 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 la. And so the shadows of holy men who failed being weak of will, they pass the door of birth again, and they're plagued by crowds until they have the passion to escape, moan the other they are thrown into some unholy place, and the second mocked his moan. He said, we are not chained to anything, having loved God once, but maybe to a poet or a king or some witty, lovely lady. And then he caught and cracked his flea the third, giddy with his 100th year, how he sang unnoticed like a bird. La la la. La 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 la. Thank you. I had this Have you guys seen the Bill Cunningham movie, the documentary that came out? You know who Bill Cunningham is? The photographer in New York. And he went around and he takes pictures of, for the Times. You'll see it in there. It's like, he'll take a picture of a million people with white dresses or a bunch of people with crazy shoes or whatever. Well, there's this great documentary about him. And he shows up and he's speaking in front of all these people at a conference in France or something. And he gets up and he says, those that look for beauty will find it, which I think is pretty awesome. And anyway, so he lived in this apartment above Carnegie Hall, and I had a job there. I was a chauffeur for this aging socialite named the Countess of Glamour, who Cher had named her the Countess of Glamour. And I would sit in the front in my little chauffeur outfit, and she would sit in the back and be like, oh, darling, you know, you'd love my driver. He's got an orchestra or something. He's great. And so we would go all around Manhattan. And one day we found ourselves in these apartments above Carnegie Hall, and there was Bill Cunningham, and there was this woman there called the Duchess of Carnegie Hall. And the Countess just passed on this last year. There's a documentary about her on Netflix. And anyway, I wrote this song. It's about when they evicted everyone out of Carnegie Hall, and it's called Small Victories. Thank you. Did you go off the deep end of Fire Island for the weekend to worry your wounds with jade oceans and gin? You're still glossy, the faces on 8x10s and vases all blanketed with plaster that once blanketed the walls. And say goodbye to Brando, leave Marilyn in scandal. You will always be the Duchess of Carnegie Hall. Small victories are black and white on the big screen. They're well lit and well cast. And take your time and go slow and easy on me. I got a porcelain past. It's a bungalow on Fairfax, the interior lit for the second act. That was over long before you ever even took the stage. So wide-eyed and wanting, all the blue sky blondes are fawning for a way to live forever and then slip away young. So heartbroken and gold dug, find you ashing on the silk rug. Having chosen no favorites, you'd love them all. Small victories are black and white on the big screen. They're well lit and well cast. And take your time and go slow and easy on me. I got a porcelain bass. Thank you. I've been holed up the last year writing this new record. I've got two records coming out this year. One, I wrote a series of duets with my friend Raina Rose, and they're all kind of songs about the sea that are going to be coming out. And then I wrote this other kind of more personal one that I've been writing down in Santa Cruz. I'm getting my surf and whale visits on down there. And my son is about 7. He loves this one because he's in it. So let's do this one. I met a man in a dinner party who fought the sea and won. He spoke at length about the rescue, not the hour before the sun rose. We all make deals with the darkness, just this once I tell no one. And oh, the longest mile, it's the embassy to the airport. It's truth to forgiveness. It's the steps we take backwards to find the things we have lost. No, oh. I got a friend in Rockland County. He says you can never go back home, and they got open arms for the boy who left, only grudges for the man who's grown. And tear the bandage quickly, it's grown bigger than the wound. And oh, the longest mile, it's the embassy to the airport. It's truth to forgiveness. It's the steps we take backwards to find the things we have lost. And oh, oh. And I gave my boy a head of curls and a heart-shaped tongue. May the locks they pick keep him from the selfish things I have done. Oh, wish I may or might. I am made of Samsonite, and in the morning I'll be gone. And oh, the longest mile, it's the embassy to the airport. It's truth to forgiveness. It's the steps we take backwards to find the things we have lost. And oh, oh. All right. I'm going to do one more song here. Thank you guys so much for making me feel so warm. I'm starting to meet all you guys out there. Come on, I'll get a thing out at the Network Center. We'll chat, we'll talk, I'll be down there. I'm gonna do this one song. It's about when I left New York City, and I wrote it for my wife, and it's become very popular with all my folk singing friends. I've been singing at Raina Rose's wedding, Danny Schmidt's wedding. It's like everybody wants me to sing this song for some reason, but I hope you guys like it. It's called Wisteria. In the springtime, and then close as you groan to me, you'll stay mysterious, the butterfly lash of a new vine. 'Cause there in the morning sun up where the blossoms were, you cling to me, shuttle woven and gossamer, and you can make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. Oh, you could make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. When I was the creek bed and you were still wilderness, caught in the cuff of a morning coat, and then sprung from the cobblestone till couples in evening dress swoon oak moss and amber around your throat. All streets of a certain age grow thin from the tireless feet. What do they want? I am only 7th Street. And you can make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. Oh, you can make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. So I will be brownstone, and you be wisteria. You pick me up when our autumn falls, and softened by chandelier ever, ethereal memories and oils on our plaster walls. Oh, goodbye New Amsterdam, there where our memories hung. We may be old, but the night and the world are young. And you could make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. Oh, you can make a pigeon coo, a meadowlark song. Thank you guys so much.